Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish. Daniel, good afternoon. We're going to be talking all things third jab today.
Hi, Simon. Yeah, we're into the next chapter, I guess, for the third jabs happening around the world.
Is this really necessary? Who needs a third jab? Why do we need a third jab? Tell me. What have I got to look forward to?
I think most of us are still trying to get first and second jabs in South Africa. But the reality is that there isn't good evidence at the moment to show how necessary the third jabs are. I mean, you have to remember that in COVID, we are dealing with a live experiment as we go. So, you know, the research unfolds as the pandemic unfolds. But obviously, these ideas are not just drawn from nowhere, and there is already preliminary research out of Israel and the US that have shown that people who are getting the third jab have got an increase in their spike antibodies afterwards. So we know that T cells and B cells increase after an injection, and the B cells produce antibodies. So we know that if you measure your antibody level after two injections, you'll get a certain level of spike protein antibodies, and then you'll find that over time that level wanes. And certainly in Israel, they've seen that when they give a third dose, there's a huge increase, and the idea is for that to be more protective in terms of the Delta variant.
So let's talk tachlis then, Daniel. When will the fourth jab be required?
Okay, good question. So when you give a booster dose, there's still something called memory B cells that remain. And so those cells, so it's like a pool of background cells that when you have an infection or exposed to COVID, you'll have a quicker immune response and a better immune response. So the idea, certainly in the journal article that I read, is that it starts to plateau off. You won't need another dose and another dose and another dose. But in all vaccines, there is a level of antibodies, and the antibody level wanes over time. So the idea here is to try and give a third dose so that the levels are high enough during the surge of the Delta variant. But we have seen, on a South African space, and I mean, certainly like on the Hatsola program, and there were many people who contracted COVID or even after having two jabs. But the important thing is that they weren't clinically as unwell or unwell compared to people who hadn't been vaccinated. And that's very reassuring. That's after two jabs or J&J one jab, not three jabs.
It just strikes me that there's such an uptake in anti-vaxxers. I mean, we're struggling in South Africa to get people vaccinated, and the stories about now a third jab required seems to be playing directly into the hands of the naysayers who said, yeah, you see, he told you so. This is all a corporate conspiracy to get us to be dependent and spend money and enrich, et cetera, et cetera. Problematic from that perspective, isn't it?
Well, you see, Simon, I think one has to weigh this thing up as risk versus gain or cost versus gain. And the reality is that even if you are a conspiracy theorist, which, as you know, I certainly am not, sure. I think that the cost of having or the risk of having a vaccine is nothing compared to the huge demonstrated gains that we've seen. So, you know, I hear what you're saying, that the people will turn around and say, oh, you see, you need a third, you need a fourth.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that the vaccines don't work or that, you know, and if you do need three doses, then so be it. I mean, I heard a prof speaking from Israel who spoke about the reason why they feel that they needed three vaccines and not two is because they didn't space their vaccines out enough. I mean, we certainly know that if you do a vaccine today and then you do another one tomorrow as your second dose, you might as well have just done one. So the idea is, I mean, South Africa, we're looking at 42 days as the time between two vaccines. We probably will not require a third vaccine. But even if we do, that doesn't squash the whole case for doing vaccines. It doesn't demote it at all in my mind. I think that three vaccines to prevent serious death from COVID is a small
price to pay. Absolutely. Yeah. Hear you, agree with you. And I think that was an important and timely discussion, Daniel. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Simon.